Good morning, everyone. George Watkins here on our Wednesday morning broadcast. And what a day it's going to be. Hallelujah. Good to see you all. I've got a thought in my heart today, the day after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Okay, we'll get into it in a minute. Before I do, I want to thank you for tuning in. And if you're new to the broadcast, give us a shout. Give us a subscription or a like or friends on Facebook and all those good things, and share it. Share it with somebody, because that way, the better, the more people, the better, because the message is so good. Amen. The day after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I had that thought drop on me by the Holy Spirit, by the way, and begin to unfold the thought of comparing it to our life today. Now, I know the things that are happening today is not on the magnitude of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but I want you to listen just for a moment to see if this might be something that can be an encouragement and a trigger to someone you know to help them step up into faith or step up into victory or just begin to see around them what's really happening. The day after the resurrection, we see the weeping woman in the garden. We see the disciples hiding in the house, fearful, afraid of their, fearing for their life, actually. Then Jesus, you know, appeared to them and so forth. So we see a snapshot of the results of the emotions and the actions of the people, even though the resurrection has been and will always be the greatest event in history, shifting history, shifting eras of time, changing cultures, impacting the world, bringing a whole new kingdom experience, and so forth. So here we have that great event. Jesus dies. He goes into Hades. He preaches to those in Hades. They come out. The captives come out delivered. He takes his blood to the Father, presents it to the Father, and then he comes back, and that's where he meets the woman in the garden, Mary. So all that's going on, all those things are happening, and yet the effects around in the world that we can take a peek at through the scripture is sadness and sorrow and fear. Okay. Let's take a snapshot of the situation and the conditions that we're in now. We are at a critical crossroad in history that I don't have any doubt in my spirit that God is already working, that God is already doing. There are things in the works already happening behind what we would call the scenes, you know, behind the curtain, that are have already shifted this craziness that the media is talking about, that the news reports, that our own economy, that the gas pump prices, that the recession threats and promises and so forth. Something has already taken place that we can't see yet or haven't seen. Just as much, I believe, as what took place, such as what took place when Jesus had performed all the duties he did behind the scenes, those 3 days he was in the tomb, where he was doing business with the Father and so forth. Just as powerful and as important behind the scenes, some in the courts, some in the behind in the politics, some in the spiritual realm, all in the spiritual realm, obviously, you know, with the angels and so forth moving and doing their work. But there have already been changes that we don't see the results of. Take, for instance, the Roe versus Wade that was just changed, 49 years or so of a law that should never have been in place. it wasn't constitutional according to the Supreme Court. Now, the shift in that is like tidal waves across the world, from our nation to other nations. We're going to see a shaking, a breaking, and a freeing in a number of different levels of life, not just in that one subject, but in other levels of life. That has been a linchpin. That's been something that's just anchored that spirit into the middle of this whole thing called liberalism and globalism and world one conquering and socialism and all the things that are being thrown in our face and we're being threatened with and even are trying to take over our freedoms. I believe that particular thing is one of the things that God has already broken. Now, we'll have people whining and crying and fussing, trying to make a difference, make a change. But I'm telling you, the Spirit of God has prompted me to encourage you that even in your own life, when you see defeat, God has already won the victory. When you see no chance of breaking through into a more pay on your job or a different job, but something in your life that you have longed for that has not developed, there's something working already ahead of you because the promises say that he will go ahead of you and prepare the way. Now, you're going in for a job interview. You're going to have some time, you're nervous, you're fearful, you're asking for prayer. Send the angels ahead of you to prepare the way. The scripture says he would go ahead and make the paths smooth, straighten them out and flatten them out. No hill, no chuck holes and no, canyons to fall into. He will make a way where there had been no way. And he will give you favor. If you're going into interview for a job, ask for favor to go ahead of you, the spirit of favor. Somehow they say, I don't know why I hired you, but I just like you. I just feel like you're going to be a great employee. Now that's what we don't see. But what we hear is the word of faith. What we hear is the encouraging word from Scripture, from the Spirit, spirit to spirit, to our spirit, as God speaks to us personally, that builds our faith as well as reading Scripture. We don't do away with the paper and the ink, but it has to be inspired by faith. You can't just read the Bible like a novel. You have to read it through the heart and the eyes of faith. Amen. So be encouraged today on this Wednesday. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessing. By the way, that's a song, in case you're not old enough. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and you'll be surprised, amazed, and thrilled what the Lord has done. I added a couple of adjectives there. So this is the time not to look with our eyes and not to listen with these ears. This is a time to see with our eyes of faith and our prophetic sense, see past the problem, see into the answer, and know that God is in advance of this. He sent his angels ahead of you. He sent his army ahead of you. He's prepared a way where there didn't seem to be any way. Amen. Someone's listening to me right now that wants to get back into the active ministry and you think all the doors are closed. I'm telling you, if you'll adjust your sight and your thinking and your confession and your faith life, if you'll adjust it and go through that thing, go through the obstacles and stop listening to those who are saying there's no chance or there's no days ahead of you that are going to have you in the pulpit or in the singing, if you're a singer, if you're a prophet, if you're a writer, whatever ministry you desire to get into, God says, I'm going ahead of you and I'm preparing the way. Now, if you didn't notice, that was a prophetic sense. And I stepped into that anointing just for that brief moment to send it into someone's spirit and awaken them to the fact that what they see is not natural, is not actually what God's doing. So adjust your sight and adjust your reports. I love that chorus we used to sing in the church. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Okay. Well, I encourage you today with these words. Wednesday, middle of the week, time to take a deep breath and breathe in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Meditation. Meditation is not just empty-headed like the hippie movement told you to do, but meditation is meditating upon the things of the Lord. Those things that God has promised you, the scriptures that you have taken into your spirit, the prophets have prophesied over you, meditate them. Now, how do you do that? Well, number one, I would say, find a place that you can relax and not be disturbed. Sitting, lying, something where you're not in stress. And then take in a few deep breaths. And when you do, begin to meditate on a word or a phrase. I love several things. I love to talk about who God is. You are the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in me. Oh, how holy you are, Lord. I worship your holy name. There's a number of phrases that we love that we repeat. Now, I know the word mantra is a kind of a scary word because the New Agers have hijacked it, but the angels do it. It's called mantra. That means holy. They sing holy, 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 night and day. That's called a mantra. You say something over and over. Now, why? Because it adjusts the heart. And when the heart adjusts, it adjusts the brain. And if your heart will begin to open, now how I meditate when I get into that place, I first of all, physically, a deep breath, letting it out slowly, adjust your physical life, but it does something to the psychic and to the soul. Suddenly you begin, and then begin to, by faith, breathe in, just like Adam was received the breath of God. See it in your spiritual heart and mind and conscious. I'm breathing in your breath. You're breathing life into me. Thank you for it, Lord. And then do it again. I'm breathing life into me, Lord. And then thank you for it as you breathe out. Thank you, Jesus. I'm breathing. You watch. If you'll do that just for a bit, this is not psychology 101. This is stepping in to that place in God and bringing your physical self into a place where you can meditate upon the things of the Lord. And I guarantee you, if you'll do that on a regular basis, set aside some time, you'll be able to slip into that anointed spot that you have not been able to get into for a while. And you'll be able to leave the cares out in the other room, and you'll be able to hear the voice of the Lord differently. That's how I do it. That's how I'm able to step in. Now, when you practice that, then when you're in a crisis or in a public space, I don't meditate when I'm on the pulpit or in the platform. I just step in because I've practiced the presence of the Lord. So I encourage you on this wonderful Wednesday to meditate. And I know this is scary, but let's say it again. Do some mantra. That's simply repeating something that is a blessing word, a word of encouragement, like the angels do. Holy, holy. We say it all the time. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That's a mantra. We're repeating something that is inspiring our spirit. Amen. Well, until tomorrow, which is Thursday, I will see you early in the morning. Until then, don't forget, subscribe, give us a like, a thumbs up, share this with someone, give us a comment. Love your comments. You always encourage me. And if God's nudging you to send us a financial gift, right down there in the show notes below, you'll find PayPal or the snail mail. Those gifts and blessings encourage us in two ways. Most of all, they encourage us in the spirit, because I along with your gift, I know is coming a prayer, and I receive it in Jesus' name, and also an encouragement. And that's the big deal. You encourage us. And secondly, of course, gas in the tank. Hallelujah. Until tomorrow morning at this same time, be blessed. Know that your spirit and your presence on this earth is a God thing, and it's important. So stay there and be faithful. God bless.